There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Mohammed. Please meet Conan O'Brien.
Hello, hello.
Mohammed, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good now. It's nice to talk to you. It's nice to meet you, Mohammed. And I'd love to know a little bit about you. Where are you right now, Mohammed?
So right now I'm in my family home in Dublin, in Ireland. I grew up here. I've lived here for my whole life. And for the past 3-4 years now, I've been going to university in Bulgaria. I'm a fourth-year medical student out there.
Hold on a second. I got to piece this together. Your name is Mohammed.
Yes.
You grew up in Ireland.
Yes.
And you go to the University of Bulgaria.
Yes, that's right.
That's fascinating. You are a shapeshifter. This is fantastic.
Yeah,
I love this.
Exactly.
This is, you're defying expectations. I mean, you've got that, I love that Dublin accent. You've got that amazing accent that I would kill for.
I was born here. My family came here about 25 years ago from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born here, grew up here, raised in Dublin, and now traveling as well, trying to become a doctor.
Well, that's very impressive. What kind of, you're studying medicine at the University of Bulgaria?
Yeah, medicine. So just general medicine right now. And then after another 3 years, then I can specialize and decide what I want to do further.
And what do you think you want to do in medicine?
So something surgery-wise, I think would interest me quite a lot.
That's like interesting. So you don't even have a specific desire other than to cut into people.
Exactly. I want that power, at least.
Technically, you can just do that anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Technically, I could.
Yeah.
Technically,
well, Mohammed, Matt brings up a good point. I've cut into people, and I have not been to medical school. I have
no medical
training. But I've lost it a few times, and a few times. Ooh. I wasn't even angry. I just wanted
I've got to that point. I've got to the brink of that point a few times, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think in Dublin sometimes you've had too many at a pub, and you've done
exactly.
a little surgery. You've probably done some surgery or had some surgery done to you.
I shouldn't speak on that, but there may be sometimes.
So that's exciting. So you're not sure. You want to do some kind of surgery. You're not really sure.
Something in that field, yeah.
Well, what are your interests? Like, I'm curious about that. What are your interests? What do you like to do in your downtime?
So on the side, while I'm out there, I'm actually a DJ, a part-time sort of DJ on the side.
You have surprised me at every turn. And this is a compliment. You defy categorization. You're just everywhere. You know,
I'm
Mohammed. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm from Dublin. Oh, you're from Dublin. Well, then you go to school at Trinity. No, I'm at the University of Bulgaria. Oh,
exactly.
And what do you do? I'm a DJ.
Yeah, you're our first surgeon DJ.
I think
DJ.
I choose every single avenue that is totally left field from what is the norm. So,
yes.
I enjoy music. I enjoy like playing music, listening to music, and all that. So
what's your handle in the clubs? Your
so
DJ?
Just pretty simple, DJ Mo. Basically,
DJ
like
Mo.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give you a shout out, DJ Mo.
Oh, thank you,
Mohammed,
very much.
DJ Mo, out there in Dublin.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, in Dublin. Yeah.
And what kind of music?
So a lot of hip hop, a lot of pop, but then a lot of UK based sort of. It's called, the genre is called grime. So a lot of like
grime.
Basement style, like underground sort of music like that. So that's pretty, it's pretty big right now in Europe right now. So
I'm gonna Google that.
That's interesting. Grime.
So it's starting to get big in America, but like Skepta, Stormzy, artists like that are very, very big now.
You know, it's interesting because people talk about, they say it's basement music. And I think, yeah, I used to listen to ABBA in the basement. I used to listen to REO Speedwagon in the basement. That doesn't do it for me. I listen to the Partridge Family in the basement.
That's where we went to listen to records.
So when you say, oh, it's basement music. Yeah, it sends me in a completely different direction. It depends on what kind of basement you have.
So, yeah, mostly hip hop, mostly pop, mostly like sort of stuff that every DJ would play and get the crowd going, get everyone pumped.
Now, what do you do? Do you have moves? Do you physically move when you're DJing? Or are you just all
I'm a terrible dancer. I don't think anybody would want to see me dance.
How do you look when you're DJing? Do you just wear a football jersey or are you?
No, I'm all about reflective gear. I love wearing, like, I have like these crazy reflective shoes, crazy reflective hat. So like anybody trying to take a picture of me, there's no point. It's just crazy, just reflective gear like that. So that's the sort of thing I love.
You've put a lot of thought on this. You truly, not only do you defy categorization, you're one of the most fascinating people I've talked to, just in terms of the quick stats. I don't even have to go through them again.
Yeah.
But then you say, I wear all reflective clothing so that no one can take a picture of me.
No one can see me. No one can see what I'm doing. I'm in and out. You hear the music and that's it. That's all you get. Ooh. That's all you get from me.
And then you have to walk home wearing reflective gear. That's
the hard part. That's the difficult part. Yeah.
Dude, that's just good safety.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Everybody will see me from a mile away.
Yeah, when a bus is coming towards you, the bus driver thinks another bus is about to crash into them.
Exactly.
And it steers into a brick wall and everybody's killed and it's your fault. I hope one day, this is a strange thing to say, but I hope one day you do surgery on me.
That would be an honor. That would actually be pretty incredible.
Yeah, and we've already established you don't care what kind of surgery it is.
Whatever you need, I'll be available.
Abdominal. You just want to get in there.
I just want to get my hands dirty.
When they're putting me out and the surgeon steps in just as they're putting me out and a man with a dark beard, a lilting Dublin accent, wearing reflective gear, steps up and holds a scalpel aloft.
That'll
be the last thing I see before I wake up after a successful surgery.
Successful surgery. 100% successful surgery.
Oh, wow. Now, do you have a question for me, DJ Mo? Because I'd love to help you in some way.
Yes.
I feel like I'd like to help you on your journey.
I was curious, like, obviously, music and DJ is a passion of mine, but if you were to be a DJ, if you were to be if you were to open for me, say at my next gig, what would be your handle and what would be your go-to sort of song that you would play to like get the crowd like pumped?
I would be Cone Zone. I would wear an orange. I would wear an orange traffic cone on my head.
Oh, you guys have a theme going.
Yeah, I have an orange traffic cone.
Yeah.
So you're reflective. I'm all about directing traffic in another direction. You're reflecting people's images back at them. I'm trying to control traffic flow, and that is also music flow. So I've got
I've got
an orange cone on my head. I'm Cone Zone. And what I play over and over and over again is the Archies' Sugar Sugar.
Jesus.
Oh.
Honey, da ba 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 ba. Oh, sugar, sugar, ba 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 ba. You are my candy girl. And you've got me. And they go. And then there's a part where it breaks.
Oh, I was just going to ask if there was a remix. Involved.
Oh, there's a remix.
You're beatboxing.
Yeah,
is that what you're doing? Oh,
what do you mean? Is that what I'm doing? What did you think? I was having an epileptic fit?
Yeah,
no, I'm beatboxing.
I thought you programmed those beats into the song.
No, I started beatboxing for real, Mohammed. Oh. So I'm like, honey, ha ba ba ba, oh sugar, sugar, you are my.
I'm sure the people.
Candy sugar, 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 sugar. A candy sugar in Dublin. Gonna go to medicine, Bulgaria.
Now.
Then I'm rapping, and it's that kind of slow aging white man rap. I am Conan. I'm here to say, you know, that kind of stuff that no one's done since the late 70s.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yes, beautiful. And crowd's angry because then I go back to sugar, sugar.
Yes.
They're really angry. Someone throws a pint glass at me. and it knocks the cone off my head. And people start saying, you're shit, but of course it's Dublin, so they're saying, you're shite.
You're shite, that's the
you're
one.
Shite.
You gotta get you're the shite. Accent right.
Right.
You gotta get the accent right.
And I think they're giving me the peace sign, but they're really telling me to fuck off.
It's a whole different meaning out in Dublin, yeah.
Yes, and I just keep thinking they love me and they're giving me the peace sign, so I double down once again on the Archie's sugar. And then you have to come up in your reflective gear.
Yeah.
And the first thing you say is, I don't know this man. He's not a friend of mine.
I don't know who he is. He just showed up. He showed up just tonight. And I have no idea where he came from.
Yeah, but then after it's over and people have left, you take pity on me. And so you and I walk to your house where you live with your parents, right?
Yes.
Would I be welcome at your home?
100%. Of course you would.
Would your parents even know who I am?
I don't think so. I'm sure they would be welcoming,
Mohammed, think they know who you are. That might be for the best.
They wouldn't know who DJ Cone Zone is?
Well, they'd be hearing about him then because there'd be a lot of talk on the local news in Dublin about shitehead in a cone who played the Archie sugar 9 times and started a riot.
Brutally beaten.
Wow. Okay. Well, as long as I'd be welcome in your home, that's...
of course.
Mohammed, let me ask you quickly. Do you think your parents have assimilated well to Dublin? Do they like it there? Do they consider themselves almost like... part Irish now?
I think so. My dad has been working here for the good part of 20 plus years now. He's also a doctor here. So they've grown accustomed quite well. They've made friends. They've done all the regular that you do, moving to a new country and all that. So they enjoy it. They like it here. It's peaceful. It's quiet. And it's a nice place to live.
Well, I got
to
get back there. I love Dublin. I've been there.
Honestly, we miss you. You need to come back.
I will come back for a visit. And then we got to hang, Mohammed. I mean, at this 100%. Point, it's just ridiculous.
You got to come to one of my gigs for sure.
I'll come to one of your gigs and I will double down on every promise I just made about the cone on my head.
I'm very excited about that.
Mohammed, this is going to ruin your career. It's going to ruin your fledgling DJ career.
I'll take that. I'll take that any day.
Well, please give all my my mad love to the people of Dublin. I really love that city.
Of course.
It's gorgeous, and the people are absolutely beautiful. They've always been really nice to me.
And I just wanted to say, especially this past year, like, I've been listening to you guys nonstop during the pandemic on my way to university. I enjoy your podcast so much. This was such an amazing experience for me.
Well, guess what?
Thank you so much.
You know what? We are blessed with the coolest fans, and and you are a terrific example of. I've never wanted quantity of fans. I've wanted quality of fans, and so I'm a very lucky person myself. So DJ Mo, peace out.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'll see you on the flip flop, which is what young people are saying now, I'm told. Isn't that what they're saying? Okay,
Let's go with it. Let's go with it.
Nice. Oh, Mohammed's nice. He took pity on me. I'll see you on the flip flop, DJ Mo.
See you later. I'll see you later.
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's
brunch.
All right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just start with a prompt and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds, or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and you wow your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work.
Hello, Leah. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to talk to you, Leah. I don't know anything about you, so why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'll talk mostly about myself.
Good.
And you'll get bored and you'll hang up.
Good.
That's
easy. Good.
That's what happens in my... Where are you right now, Leah?
I live in a house with a few roommates in Allendale, Michigan, which is...
Oh, Michigan. Okay.
Yes, the Grand Rapids area, because I go to school here at Grand Valley State University, so...
Oh, good for you. And what do you study?
I am a writing major. I'm finishing my writing degree and have like an advertising minor and digital studies focus, so... Yeah.
I think that's terrific. I was really interested in creative writing mm-hmm. when I was your age and really interested in like toyed a little bit with the idea of would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then got caught up in this foolishness. But what kind of people do you like to read? Who are your heroes in writing?
Well, I'm really into David Sedaris right now, actually.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
He was on our podcast, I think, maybe the first season. Uh-huh. Anyone listening to this can, and he was really fantastic. Yeah. Just delightful to talk to. You have good taste.
Yeah.
Very good taste.
Yeah. So I like a lot of humorists too and kind of comedy stuff. So yeah. And poetry as well. But yeah.
Yeah.
Big writing
guy. Well, I'm also a poet.
Are you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've written a lot of very...
Yeah, we never knew that.
Very provocative poetry.
I'd love to hear some. I'd love to hear some.
Yeah.
Do you have anything with you?
Yeah, there once was a man from Nantucket.
Okay, stop right there.
They all start that way, but they're never dirty. They're the only Nantucket... it's the only Nantucket doggerel that never gets blue. So tell me, so you're interested, kind of interested in comedy. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you've been listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. That's how we dragged you in. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been listening to the podcast and then I've been watching, your show since like high school. Well, no, before that, probably middle school.
That's way too young. That's way too young to be watching the show.
Yeah,
That's like, they say that you shouldn't lift weights until your bones have fully developed.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about people watching our show.
Yes. That
your body needs to have fully developed. Your growth needs to have stopped. And you probably have to be, quite a bit older than fourth, fifth, sixth grade. But, okay, so you were watching. What got you into... And I'm not looking for compliments.
Right.
Was it just, I can relate to this guy. He looks afraid.
Afraid. I was really into Ellen DeGeneres first. So she's kind of like the gateway drug a little bit into the natural. Yep. I think it was the YouTube algorithm just suggested a Conan video once after watching.
That is hilarious.
What?
I don't know
that
how
makes
a YouTube.
No sense.
I think Ellen's terrific. It's just that we're so, I think we're so different, but maybe we're not. I love that a YouTube algorithm said, well, if you like Ellen, then this is what you're really going to like. I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that's true at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like the same algorithm would say, if you enjoy watching High Lie, you'll also like Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't quite understand the crossover, but I'm glad that I got you as a fan, so I win. I'm happy.
Yeah, well, I saw a video and you were very, very tall, too, and I'm very tall, so that's really all it took for me, I guess.
Oh, so really nothing about the comedy content at all. Just sheer height.
Yeah, just the
You
height
like me
really
despite
much.
My comedy, but you think, yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, my goodness. That's true. I love tall women. I think it's fantastic. Good for you.
Thanks.
God bless. Yep.
Thank you so much.
That's great. Do you enjoy being tall? Because I've talked to some women who say, I don't like it. And then I think, why not? I think it would be fantastic. And I've talked to some who say, I love it. They just, so I don't know which camp you're in.
Well, I do like it. I think it gets me a lot of attention, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I think that it always has made me stand out, which probably was a little difficult at first, like in middle school and such. But now people laugh at me, but I like that now. So that's... It's all worked out in the end.
Well, I'm not sure that you should like that they're laughing. I don't know. I don't think they are laughing at you. I think they're laughing with you.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like you're very funny, and
thanks.
And also they might fear you legitimately
because
you tower over them.
That's true. I've had multiple occasions of women being afraid of me. Like they think I'm a man a lot of times in the dark because I'm so tall.
Ugh.
It's actually really sad and scary. But anyways.
Wait, people think now. Now, in those moments, do you like it? Do you like that they think for a second that you're a 6'3" man? You should put on like a fake beard and walk around and just
a
long trench coat.
God, no. I never want to be mistaken for a man. It's the last thing I would want to be.
Well,
not.
Leah, I am often mistaken for a woman.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with that. I like it. And sometimes there's a few dates before anything is revealed.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so you were watching the show really back in the day, and you were a fan. That's you've kicked the habit now. You've graduated to the podcast, which I think is it's a little more civilized.
Mm.
So I
is
appreciate
it?
That. Did you? Someone said you dressed up as me once. Did you?
Yes. Well, in high school, we had a, in one of my speech classes, we had a balloon debate. So the goal was to embody a certain public figure of your choosing, mm-hmm. and then debate these other public figures and try to convince them, the class, that you've contributed the most to society. So in retrospect, I chose to be Conan O'Brien because I was a big Conan fan and still am.
Oh, that's very nice of you. So, and the idea is that you're all in a hot air balloon and you have to justify who gets tossed out and who stays?
Yes, that's the idea.
And who are the other people in the hot air balloon with you?
Oh, I think there's like a Rosa Parks.
Oh, my God.
I lost to Toni Morrison, I think. Toni Morrison, really.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Rosa Parks, Toni Morrison, that's terrible.
Oh, boy.
No, after everything Rosa Parks went through to be then told that you have to chop out of a balloon, that's terrible.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed that I was in with that group, and I hope that you just dove out of the balloon immediately.
Yeah, I didn't last super long, and I probably did regret it.
I hope you didn't. I didn't last super long. Yes, I was in there with Socrates, Rosa Parks, Toni Morrison, Christ.
Yeah.
and then Conan O'Brien's in the balloon. Who's the first that should go? Well, let's debate this. That's not a debate. Oh. No.
But you know what? You did think outside the box, and that's cool. Everybody else seems kind of obvious.
Yeah,
no?
I guess so.
I'm trying to help.
No, that's true. That's true. They all chose people that are just revered.
Right.
I'm going to just say it. And you chose someone who, revered maybe by some, yeah, I don't belong in that company at all. I'm so glad I didn't have to be there to witness it.
Right.
Because that's the kind of thing where if that had been televised or if I'd seen it and they said, here's Toni Morrison, here's Jesus Christ, here's Buddha, and then Conan O'Brien, I would have thrown up all over myself.
Yeah, and I do think, in all honesty, it was probably, like, the costume was a little half-assed. I might have done a little bit better. I really just wore one of my dad's suits, and that was pretty much it, and was like, I'm Conan O'Brien, so.
Wait, you didn't put an, I look at your impression of me is that I just, you can't see this, but I'm going to describe it. You put your hands in the air and bobbed side to side, like a cartoon chipmunk. Mm-hmm. You didn't put a wig on or anything.
Well, I didn't have the budget for a Conan wig. I don't know. Those things probably go for a lot of money. I don't know.
Those things. Hey, look, my Conan wig is very reasonable.
Okay.
It's the one I wear on the show, and it's available. You can get it on Etsy, and it's $35. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep it in the freezer because it starts to rot.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. It's. Well, what's your question for me, Leah? Do you have a question?
I do have a question, and I'm really curious to hear your insight. I'm wondering if you were stranded on a zoo, stranded within a zoo, and there's no people around, and there's no food available, which of the animals would you eat first to survive, and which would you keep around for companionship?
Ooh.
So.
That's good. That's a really good question.
Thanks.
Let me think about that. Okay, well, I mean, I'm not going to go near the fish. I'm not going to go anywhere near the fish because the tanks look dirty to me. And then there are other animals that I would quickly lose to. You know, polar bear, you can't go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I've heard a peacock is a delicious, has delicious meat. Would a peacock be in this? Or is that more of a petting zoo?
Those are at the zoo. They're always just roaming free range. They're there, I think.
And they're pretty easy to catch, too.
Yeah, probably.
You know, okay. I think I could catch one of those pretty well. I don't know. But if you're going to go to all that work, you want to make sure there's enough there to eat. I'd eat a zebra.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'd eat a zebra. Because I've heard it's not bad, you know? I have friends of mine that are really into capturing and eating exotic animals.
Right.
And it's a club I used to belong to.
Yeah.
And then it was broken up because it was illegal.
Okay.
Was this club? It was you, Rosa Parks, and Toni Morrison?
Yes. Yeah, which is why I don't think they should be as revered as everyone you know, yes, they did amazing things mm-hmm. and wonderful people that helped make the world a better place. Hmm. But they also ate endangered species with me at this very rarefied club.
I didn't know that.
No, I don't know.
Fight club.
What's that?
You know what? I was going to guess you were going to say chimps just because you did a comedy bit with them once a while back and you didn't.
Or
like they were
comedic rivals.
Unruly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that chimps are the most. Chimps, that's interesting. Chimps, no, I can't eat a chimp. They're too close to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're too close to us genetically. You know that there's very little that differentiates us from a chimpanzee's DNA. I mean, it's shocking. Mm-hmm. We're very close to them in terms of our DNA. And so, yeah, I would feel that was wrong somehow. You need to eat something that's far away from your own species, you know?
Huh. Well, can I ask real quick? Matt just used the phrase comedic rival when referring to a chimp. So yeah. Is there some sort of story there? Is there a jealousy involved or what's happening? I'm confused.
The chimp, as you know, I've often performed with chimps.
Uh-huh.
I have over the years, I've performed with chimps. And when a chimp is on stage with you, they get all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the eye goes to the chimp because they're dressed like kids or they're wearing a little suit and everyone's looking at the chimp and anything the chimp does is, quote, adorable. But backstage, chimps are assholes.
Oh.
They're physically abusive and they're walking around and they're impulsive and they're very strong and they're hitting you in the crotch and they think it's funny. And so I have, I don't like being around chimps. So I wouldn't want to eat a chimp and I don't want to perform with a chimp. I don't like chimps.
Okay.
Chimps and I do not get along.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so I don't want anything to do with a chimp. I don't know if I've picked the right animal though. I got to keep thinking.
I'm surprised you dismissed fish.
Yeah, me
I would have gone straight for the fish.
No. I don't like those tanks. Those tanks are really dirty. Those fish have been there a long time. Sometimes those fish are like 40 years old.
Mm.
I don't like old fish. I like relatively young fish.
Oh.
Sometimes you look in there and those fish are literally 65 years old. These are fish that voted for Lyndon Johnson. And I don't want anything to do with that. So,
but you're stranded. You have no choice. Like
Yeah, but I have a whole.
You have a whole zoo.
Yeah, there's a whole zoo. And so, you know, I do like venison. If there was a deer there. What? Is that sad?
I mean, deer, they're just...
Yeah, how are you planning to do this, too? Like, what's the method?
Well, first of all, I'm going to get the chimp to do it.
Oh.
I'm going to get the chimp, yeah. I'm going to throw the chimp into a cage with an elk, and the chimp is naturally going to get into a fight with the elk, because, as we all know, chimps are assholes, and the chimp is going to kill the elk, and then, so the dirty work is, I don't even have the guilt that you would normally be associated with eating an animal.
How are you going to get the meat from the chimp, though?
Well, the chimp... is a very vainglorious mammal. So what I would do is I would say to the chimp, they're shooting a commercial down the road.
Jesus.
And the chimp would probably take off and try and get his fucking chimp face into a commercial somewhere that doesn't exist.
He could do
and
the
that
same
would give me
to
time.
You, though.
That's
that
true.
Would
get, yeah, well, it depends. The chimp would probably... I would forget that I made up this story. And I would take off. I'd be like, wait a minute, commercial? And then I would take off, and the chimp and I would be racing down the road towards a commercial that doesn't exist. And the venison, the elk would be rotting in the hot sun. That's a sad story. Well, if we took anything away from this, Leah, it's that you had some nerve trying to win a balloon debate as Conan O'Brien with Rosa Parks and Toni Morrison. And that chimps are assholes. I've said it before and I'll say it again. And if you chimp people out there want to argue with me, I'll take you on one by one. But... Leah, I'm very proud that you're a fan. You seem very cool and creative. And what do you think you're going to want to do with yourself when you get out of college?
I mean, we'll see. I would really love to do something with comedy at some point. I'm really involved in improv now, and I would love to do comedy writing or explore that. And I mean, I've got a marketing path going to in media, so I'm just applying for lots of television related apprenticeship programs and internships and stuff right now. And I don't know, we'll see what happens, but yeah.
Well, I have confidence in you. I think you're going to do well at whatever you try. I really do.
Thank you.
You're a very cool person, and I'm sure we're going to bump into each other one of these days because I will notice you. Very tall, but you're a tall, striking person, and you're very cool.
Thank you.
I have a lot of confidence in you, and give me a job someday.
All right.
You're running show business.
I'll think about it.
Because, you know, my spiral is headed down, but you're headed up, so just keep me in mind, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blairt. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.